We're off to Australia now to speak to Dan Mullins. He's a singer-songwriter based in Sydney. He's toured Australia and the world with acts like Brian Ferry, Desiree and Violent Femmes. His new single, Somewhere Along the Way, was written in Spain when he walked 1,000 kilometres across Europe on the Camino de Santiago. It's the first single from his upcoming album, The Singing Pilgrim. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Hannah, great to be with you, and good morning to you and all of your listeners.
Oh, good morning to you. Great to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us. So tell me, before we talk about your journey and your latest song, tell me a bit about your career and your travels and everything.
Well, I've been a musician for almost 35 years. On and off, for about 20 years, I was professional. I toured and toured and toured, and then as life changes, I branched off into radio, and I've been in radio in Australia for 20 years, but I've still kept playing gigs, and I play regularly, probably 80 times a year. Still tour from time to time when I can, but I went to the Camino de Santiago for 6 weeks in 2017, and while I was there, I wrote this song, came back, and it's just resonating with people, and it's resonating with people all around the world. It's the most extraordinary thing. At this stage in my life, a 52-year-old father of three and grandfather of two, to sort of have this this renaissance. It's wonderful.
Oh, how wonderful. And when you wrote the song, it sort of came to you and you weren't sure whether you were dreaming or you'd heard it before. It was quite an amazing experience.
I was walking between Burgos and Hontanas, and the crunching of my feet on the ground and the sticks I was carrying, walking sticks, or walking poles, was kind of like a metronome, and I started just to sing. I always sing when I walk because you've got to do something to pass the time, 30 Ks a day. And I started to sing this song, Somewhere Along the Way, Somewhere Along the Way, thinking, whose song is that? What is that? I didn't know what it was or whose song it was. And it turned out by the time I'd finished, I'd written the entire song in my head. I kind of challenged myself to forget it, and when I went back to it, it was there again. So I quickly got to Hontanas and actually walked into town and had promised myself that if anybody asked me to sing, I had a little pile of guitar on my back, I would sing for them. And so a couple of Spanish guys said, hey, sing for us. So I had to stop and sing because Tom Petty had died that day.
So
I was playing Tom Petty songs. Yeah, I was singing Tom Petty songs, and we were sort of saluting Tom Petty. I thought, oh, I've lost that song for sure. But then I got into the cafe later, about an hour later, and bang, it was there, every word of it. So you're right, I did kind of dream it. I did kind of channel it. Or maybe it was a vision or something. I don't know. But the song, I just got this funny feeling it was planted in my head by my subconscious. I think that all that time and space of walking the Camino gave me time and space for my subconscious to kind of file little things away. Things like old Camino roses and Santo Domingo crows and frighten off the horses. All of those little images are very Spanish images, and it was kind of the Camino giving me space and time to file those things away in my subconscious, and they just all fit perfectly once the subconscious decided to dredge them up. Yeah.
How fabulous. And what is it like walking 30 kilometres a day? Have you ever done anything like that before?
Well, I did half of the Camino the year before from Sahagún to Santiago, and I just had the bug. I thought, I've got to come back. I have to. And after the 2016 pilgrimage, I began doing a weekly podcast about the Camino and just talking to people every single week from all around the world about their experiences. It just was saying, come on, back. You've got to come back. And so I didn't just want to do the 780 Ks from Saint-Jean to Santiago. I wanted to do a little bit more, so I walked from Lourdes in France. So a total of 1,000 Ks. It was the most amazing adventure of my life. And the reason is, Hannah, because it was a genuine adventure. And we have so few of them. Genuine adventures. I mean, really, when you think about it, to go on an adventure, you have to be adventurous. And I think so few of us are genuinely adventurous, although we perhaps would really love to be.
Yeah. And did you spend a lot of time on your own?
Yes. Yes. I walked a lot alone, and then in the evening I would meet up with people who I had met that day or the day before, or you know, there was, by the end of it, there was quite a crew of us, in fact, a sort of a Camino family, as it were. But most of the time during the day I was on my own, yeah. for hours and hours on my own. And a digital detox too, so no mobile phone, no Facebook, no social media, no emails. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do.
Yeah.
A great luxury, a great indulgence too. Yeah.
And a lot of people do it for religious reasons or spiritual reasons, or to find themselves even. Did you do it for those kind of reasons as well?
The first time I walked, I was to arrive in Santiago on my 50th birthday. Indeed, I did. And I decided to dedicate each day to a different five-year period of my life. And I would deal with all the anger, the sadness, the regrets, the things I should have done and shouldn't have done, and kind of left it all there. So the following year, I decided, no, I wouldn't deal with all of that. I wouldn't necessarily be all spiritual or mystical. I'm just going to have a good time. And that's exactly what I did. I took the guitar on my back, as I said, and I sang in old churches and bars and courtyards and little town squares and sat around with people from all around the world. And in that respect, it was a kind of a spiritual experience, if you like. Mm. Without necessarily being religious, it certainly was spiritual because I was able to share each night with all of those wonderful people, and they were able to share with me. So, yes, there was spirituality in all of that, and that's a wonderful thing.
And do you feel like a changed man because of it? Do you feel like you're a better man having done it?
No question. Absolutely no question about it. Which is why I recommend people do it.
Mm.
Because you step so far outside your comfort zone. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, when all you have to do each day is put one foot in front of the other, that's it. You don't have any other responsibilities but get up and put one foot in front of the other. And it's very much a metaphor for life. Some days you have good days, some days not so good days. Some days you think, oh, I'm doing this easy. Other days you think, crikey, I'm going to never get over this.
Mm.
But that's just like life. And so when you come back, you realize, you know what? I can achieve things. If I dedicate myself and really put my head down, I can make it.
Mm.
I can do it.
I can
achieve what I set out to achieve.
Yeah, it must just simplify everything.
We all can. Yeah, that's it. It does. It does. Honestly, we don't need all the rubbish we carry with us every day, the regrets and the anxiety and the worry and you know, we carry so much baggage with us.
Mm.
And, you know, leave the heavy stuff behind, I say.
Oh, it sounds great. It does sound like an amazing thing to do. Has it inspired you to do other things? Are there other walks or pilgrimage that you want to do, or are you done now?
No. I can't wait to get back there. My wife and family are all looking at me. No, I can't wait to get back there, and I will. There are so many wonderful walks. In fact, somebody I know very well has just done the walk from Canterbury in the UK through to Rome, the Via Francigena, which looks fabulous. La Puy, I'd like to walk from La Puy. And I'd like to do a couple of walks also around your neck of the woods in the sort of southeast of Spain. I think there are some beautiful walks. So I can't wait to get back. I can't wait.
Oh.
And you've got to also understand, Hannah, it's a long way from Australia.
Mm.
Yeah. So it really is very adventurous. You know, you're going way out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it just so fantastic and special. Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, if you ever do come to the south of Spain, make sure you come and say hello.
Of course. Of course. I can't wait.
Oh, that would be brilliant. Well, we've got your song here, Something Along the Way. Do you want to introduce it?
Certainly. This is Somewhere Along the Way by Dan Mullins, the Camino song, and you can buy it on iTunes, you can download it on all streaming services, and you can get it at danmullinsmusic.com.
Fantastic. Dan, thank you so much for joining
Hannah.
Us. Great to chat with you.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Santo Domingo grows. Believe you can, you're halfway there. Seven bells to four. a lion's heart, an opening heart, and a soul as old as slave. Somewhere along the way, somewhere along the way, I hope you find what you're looking for. Somewhere along the way, cello's on a soundboard, beneath a field of stars, La Familia growing, crossing fields afar. Will you walk beside me? Will you lead the way? Footsteps by the fountain, carry me away. Somewhere along the way, somewhere along the way, I hope you find what you're looking for. Somewhere along the way, how will I ever forget the Spanish sunrise, the Spanish sunset? Peregrino cantante, the fullness of the moon, pressed beneath the arches, the sunflowers in bloom. Words on parchment paper, fill an empty room. I hope this blessing, such as it is, finds you in full bloom. Somewhere along the way, I hope you find what you're looking for. Somewhere along the way, somewhere along the way, somewhere along the way, I hope you find what you're looking for.
Isn't that a great little catchy song? Dan Mullins and Somewhere Along the Way. You can download that from his website. It's from his new upcoming album, The Singing Pilgrim.